Trump, U.S. inches from World War III under Biden's leadership, neocon warmongering. By Nick Gilbertson on October 23, 2023. Former President Donald Trump on Monday is set to rip Joe Biden's Oval Office speech in which the president used Hamas's terrorist attacks in Israel to leverage a request for tens of billions of dollars in aid for Ukraine. According to the 45th president's prepared remarks for his campaign stop in Derry, New Hampshire. In the afternoon, Trump will label Biden's speech a grotesque betrayal of Israel and a confused mess of neocon warmongering and America last lunacy. Trump is expected to say, according to prepared remarks, less than 1 week after innocent men, women, children, and babies were kidnapped, raped, tortured, and slaughtered in the worst terror attack in Israeli history. Crooked Joe went before the American people and said that if you want to support Israel, then you have to give a blank check for his proxy war with Russia in Ukraine. He said that if you want to stop terrorists, then you have to give him billions of dollars to support illegal aliens invading the United States. In his remarks Thursday night from a White House aglow with red light, Biden said Hamas's attack on Israel, which killed over 1,300 people and wounded upwards of 3,000 more, echoes nearly 20 months of war, tragedy, and brutality inflicted on the people of Ukraine. He went on to liken Russian President Vladimir Putin to Hamas. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilate it, Biden said. Hamas to sustain a purpose for existing is a destruction of the state of Israel and the murder of Jewish people. Meanwhile, Putin denies Ukraine has or ever had real statehood. He claims the Soviet Union created Ukraine, he added. As UPI noted, on Friday Biden formally requested $61.5 billion from Congress for Ukraine, $23.5 billion for humanitarian and military aid for Israel, $7.4 billion for Taiwan, and another $13.6 billion for asylum officers and Border Patrol agents. Trump will argue on Monday that Biden is mere inches away from stumbling this country into World War III. To every American who is terrified that Crooked Joe's weakness will cause catastrophic global conflict, I make you this promise, as your president, I will restore peace through strength, and I will prevent World War III, Trump will say, adding that he will fully support Israel's mission to permanently destroy Hamas if elected back to the White House. A number of conservatives, including Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., who has endorsed Trump, slammed Biden on Thursday. What Biden is doing is disgusting. He's using dead children in Israel to sell his disastrous Ukraine policy to skeptical Americans, Vance wrote in a post on X. They are not the same countries, they are not the same problems. And this effort to use Israel for political cover is offensive, he added. Hell no.